So today marks the anniversary appearance of Mother Sita Devi. So we'll read the verse and the purport from Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we'll speak more about the glories of Mother Sita Devi. Does it say 7 and 8 today? Okay. 8 is on the board. So I'll read text number 7 and then we'll do text 8 together. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1. This is chapter 4, entitled The Appearance of Sri Narada. It's text number 7. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. How did it so happen that King Parikshit met this great sage, making it possible for this great transcendental essence of the Vedas, Bhagavatam, to be sung to him? The short purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is stated here as the essence of the Vedas. It is not an imaginary story, as it is sometimes considered by unauthorized men. It is called Sukha Samhita, or the Vedic hymn spoken by Sri Sukadev Goswami, the great liberated sage. Text number 8, translation. He, Sukadev Goswami, was accustomed to stay at the door of a householder only long enough for a cow to be milked, and he did this just to satisfy the residents. Purport. Sukadev Goswami met Emperor Parikshit and explained the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. He was not accustomed to stay at any householder's residence for more than half an hour at the time of milking the cow, and he would just take alms from the fortunate householder. That was to sanctify the residence by his auspicious presence. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami is an ideal preacher established in the transcendental position. From his activities, those who are in the renounced order of life and dedicated to the mission of preaching the message of Godhead should learn that they have no business with householders, save and except to enlighten them in transcendental knowledge. Such asking for alms from the householder should be for the purpose of sanctifying his home. One who is in the renounced order of life should not be allured by the glamour of the householder's worldly possessions and thus become subservient to worldly men. For one who is in the renounced order of life, this is much more dangerous than drinking poison and committing suicide. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vanchakalpa Tadubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo namo namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So with the blessings and permission of His Holiness Jayavita Swami, I'm able to proceed further. And my old friend, good friend, His Holiness Bhakti Vasudev Swami. So today marks the anniversary appearance of Mother Sita. Once a devotee, godbrother of a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he told His Holiness Giridhar Swami that Srila Prabhupada had said that all our service here in the material world is meant to bring Radha and Krishna together in the spiritual world. So His Holiness Giridhar Swami, he wasn't really sure about that statement. Because you hear so many things that Prabhupada said, so he wasn't sure about that statement. So he asked Srila Prabhupada directly. And Srila Prabhupada replied that the materialists are like Ravana, and they have kidnapped Sita. And then Srila Prabhupada said that we as devotees, maybe for whatever it's worth myself practicing, we should act as Anuman and get Lakshmi back from Ravana and return her, which means Sita, to Lord Ramachandra. Or returning Lakshmi to Narayan or Radha to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada further said that by engaging Lakshmi, which means the modern concept of money in the material world, when we take that and we engage in the service of the Lord, that is bringing Sita back to Ram, or Radha back to Krishna, or Lakshmi back to Narayan. Then Srila Prabhupada further said something to the effect that if we take money in the name of Krishna's service and then use it for our sense gratification, we become debtors to the people who actually gave us the money. In other words, we are supposed to be like a peon, carrying the money from the donor to the Lord, just like Hanuman, you know, taking Sita back to Lord Ramachandra. And, you know, Lord Ramachandra could have liberated Mother Sita himself, but he gave that service to Hanuman in that way. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada continued and said that we should liberate Sita from the hands of whomever, you know, and deliver her back to Rama, but not keep Sita for her sense gratification. In other words, we are really not meant to even touch Sita or Lakshmi or Mahalakshmi. But if we do, then we'll have to come back another life and pay our debt to the people from whom we took that money. So these are sort of very subtle laws within the aspect of engaging in Krishna-related activities. Very, very subtle laws. And Srila Prabhupada was very much concerned that we should not be victims of our own desires for sense gratification by misusing the Lakshmi that we receive in the name of devotional service and use it for our sense gratification. And in that way, His Holiness Kirat Swami was mentioning that Srila Prabhupada explained everything very, very clearly. So in that way, we should be quite conscientious and use the Lord's property only for the Lord's service. And then we will become like Hanuman, the great devotee who got the mercy of Lord Ramachandra. But if we try to use the Lord's property for our sense gratification, then we become like Ravana and one will be destroyed. So on this occasion of the auspicious appearance of Mother Sita, we'll also request His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami to share something with us. It's my humble request. You can give the microphone to Maharaj. I also came to hear. You can purify us, please. Something. It's my humble request.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
All right. That's the sum and substance of all our efforts and is to constantly chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My old friend, Maharaj, something.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So you follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. All right. You know, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was touring South India and he was in the nice company of Ramdas Vipra, who is a devout, wonderful, great devotee of C.C. Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman. And there was some exchanges between them and he was quite disturbed and distraught, even not eating, that how come Mother Sita was taken away by Ravana. So eventually, in that particular temple in the Setubandhan district in South India, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came across two verses from the Kurma Puran, which is in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 9, text 211 and 212. I'll read the verse. Sitaya aradito vanis chayam sita aji janat tam jaharada sangriva sita vani puram gataha pariksha samaye vanim chaya sita viveshasa vani sitam samaniya tad purus tad aninayat. In the translation, when he was petitioned by Mother Sita, the fire god Agni brought forth an illusory form of Sita, and Ravana, who had 10 heads, kidnapped the false Sita. The original Sita then went to the abode of the fire god. When Lord Ramachandra tested the body of Sita, it was the false, illusory Sita that entered the fire. At that time, the fire god brought the original Sita from his abode and delivered her to Lord Ramachandra. Unquote. So Ravana, he desired to enjoy Mother Sita, but she happens to always to be the chaste wife of Lord Ramachandra. So deciding to kidnap Mother Sita, you know, Ravana utilized his mystic powers to assume the form of an ascetic. Sita, she understood the purpose of this evil Rakshasa and took shelter of the god of fire, Agni, begging Agni for protection. So therefore, as Sita remained with the eyes closed, Agni in a subtle form emerged from the household fire. This is given in detail in Kurma Puran. And in a way that was imperceptible to Ravana, he replaced Sita with an Chaya Sita, as given in this verse, imitation Sita made of the external energy. And then taking the real Sita with him, he disappeared within that fire. So thus it is proven here by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the reciting from the Kurma Puran that it was an illusory Sita that Ravana kidnapped and took to Lanka, which was situated within the ocean. Now, the same point can be raised in relation to Agni. How come he was touching Mother Sita? Yes. But it is not exactly like that. So the understanding from the Kurma Puran is that when Agni is in some type of anxiety, you know, he sort of calls out for the person who's can nearest help him. So in this fire sacrifice place, within that place, when they do fire sacrifice, we say swaha, 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 we say like that. So swaha happens to be the consort of Agni. So in the Kurma Puran, when Agni manifested his energy, it actually manifested his consort. So there's like a screen between the original Mother Sita, Shishi Radago Kulanandiki, Shishi Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Kija, Shishi Gaudnitai Kija. So there's a sort of screen between Mother Sita Devi and Agni when she was taken by Agni to his abode. And that screen is Swaha. And any demigoddess is actually an expansion of Lakshmi. In this case, an expansion of Mother Sita in that way. So this is very clear that Mother Sita is always the chaste, eternal consort of Lord Ramachandra and was never really touched by Ravana himself. Never really touched by Ravana. We should always be careful also that we should not portray, like Jai Krishna was speaking to me this morning, we should not really portray that actually Mother Sita was kidnapped by Ravana. As Vaishnavas and as, you know, we should not really propagate that too much, like they do in the Ramanand Sagar series in Bollywood and so forth. Should not do that. Because, you know, people like to see such drama. Even devotees, they like to see how a woman is snatched. And that's not very good for our consciousness. So therefore, I was mentioning to Jai Krishna this morning that you should do a drama where we prove that Mother Sita is always chaste. And you titled The Chastity of Mother Sita. And that should be dramatized and played all over the world in relation to the evidence given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, quoting from the Kurma Purana. Yes, so, you know, such types of things, you know, seeing drama in a very, you know, you could say, entertaining way will only incite, you know, just kidnapping other people's wives. It doesn't purify the consciousness internally so much to come to the real point of being Hanuman as a peon, rescuing Sita, but actually the illusory Sita and handing over to Lord Ramachandra. So these verses are wonderful in that way. I believe we have to complete the class at 8:30, so we have about 10 minutes. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to share or ask, you're welcome to do so now.